Title: Breath and Lift in Fast Tempos Advanced. All right, let's talk about one of the biggest separators between it's fast and it feels fast. At drum and bass tempos, like 170 to 176, it's really easy to accidentally create a solid block of sound. Everything's moving, sure, but the groove stops breathing. And when that happens, the track feels flat, tiring, and weirdly smaller than it should. So today we're building a 16-bar rolling drum and bass section in Ableton Live, and the whole mission is this: create breath and lift without relying on new samples or cheap hype tricks. Breath means microsilences, controlled tails, and space in the spectrum. Lift means upward energy you feel through automation, ghosted tail, groove timing, and transitions. And because this is advanced, I want you thinking in perceived tempo, not BPM. At 174, the ear locks onto transient hierarchy more than note density. In plain terms, what's sharpest and most important should be obvious. Usually you want it like this: snare transient on top, then hats, then break details underneath. If your hats and break slices are as sharp as your snare, you'll lose lift even if you add gaps. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make sure the groove pool is visible. In preferences under record, warp, launch, turn on create fades on clip edges. That one setting saves you from clicks when you start doing micro mutes. Now create three groups: a drums group with kick, snare, hats, and break, a bass group with sub and mid, and an FX group for risers, impacts, noise, all that. Cool. Step 1. The no excuses backbone. Start with a one bar loop. Keep this simple. The backbone is the thing that stays readable while you get fancy around it. Kick on beat 1. Then optionally add a lighter kick on the end of 2, that classic rolling push. Don't overcomplicate it yet. Snare on 2 and 4. Non-negotiable if you want that anchor. Now do a quick, clean Ableton stock chain on kick and snare. On the kick, EQ 8. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. On the snare, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep the sub clean. If it needs body, a small boost around 180 to 220. If it needs crack, a little around 3 to 6K. Tastefully. Then add saturator on both. Subtle. 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on, and keep an eye on levels. Here's the concept. Breath only works if the listener has something stable to measure it against. That's why we don't mess up the kick and snare readability. Step 2. Hats that lift without turning into a wash. You're going to build two hat layers. A closed hat that's tight and rhythmic, and an air hat that's just sparkle and width. For the closed hat, program straight 16THS as a starting point. Then shape velocity so the offbeats are stronger and the in-betweens are softer. Think TikTok. That's your engine. Now we add groove, but controlled. Drag in a swing 16 groove into the groove pool, or extract groove from a break if you prefer. Apply it to the closed hat clip with timing around 10 to 20, random around 3 to 8, velocity around 10 to 20. Listen carefully. At this tempo, too much timing swing makes things feel late and lazy. We want urgency, not wobble. Once it feels right, you can commit the groove. Not required, but committing makes the feel consistent and easier to edit. For the air hat, use a short noisy hat sample and place it only on select offbeats, maybe every 2 bars. The point is, it's a lift accent, not a constant layer. Processing. Auto filter high pass around 300 to 800 Hz. Keep lows out of hats. Then drum bus for a bit of grit and control. Drive around 2 to 6, and if it feels dull, transients up a little. On the air hat only, use utility to widen it. Something like 140 to 170% can be great. But don't overwiden the closed hat. That's your center groove. Teacher note here: hats kill breath more than almost anything. Not because they're loud, but because they fill the entire spectrum constantly. If the hats are broadband noise all the time, there's no lift moment left to create. Step 3. Break layer for motion, then carve breath with tails. Drop in an amen-ish break or any crunchy loop. Warp it properly. A lot of the time, beats mode is punchier than complex. So try beats mode first. Set preserve to 1/16, transients on, and envelope around 50 to 80. Higher envelope tightens tails and creates more space between hits. That's breath, right there. Now high pass the break. The break layer in a roller is often there for mid and high movement, not low end. So cut somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz with EQ8. Then use a gate as a breath tool. Set the threshold so the tails tuck away between hits. Keep the return short. You can even use sidechain behavior to make it feel natural and you can key it from the snare if the brake is stepping on your main 2 and 4. Add drum bus if needed, just for transient bite. Now the important part. Micro breath edits. Every 2 bars, remove a tiny slice right before the snare. A 1/16 gap is usually enough. Sometimes 1/32 if you want it more subliminal. That tiny inhale makes the snare feel bigger without turning anything up. Workflow tip. Consolidate the break, sliced a new MIDI track by Transients, and now you can mute notes instead of doing messy clip cuts. It's faster, cleaner, and you can automate per-hit processing if you want. Extra coach note. Micro gaps work best when they're supported. If you make a tiny gap before the snare and at the same moment you do a small hat dip or a tiny duck on the break bus, the breath reads bigger without sounding like an obvious hole. Stack 2 subtle moves instead of 1 dramatic move. Step 4. Bass that breathes. Sidechain plus envelope discipline. Make a sub and a mid release. For sub, use operator. Sine wave. Set the amp envelope release shortish, like 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is huge. If your sub release is too long at 174, it smears across the groove and you lose punctuation. EQ8, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Yes, really. Keep it pure. Then a compressor sidechained from the kick. Ratio 4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Tune the release until the sub recovers in time with the groove. If it stays down too long, it feels limp. If it recovers too fast, it feels clicky and inconsistent. For the mid bass, use Waveitable, a saw plus a square, slight detune, subtle unison. Put an auto filter on it and plan to automate the cutoff for lift. Add saturator, maybe 3 to 8 dB drive, and level match so you're not fooled by loudness. Optional chorus ensemble, but be careful. Too much modulation kills punch. Then sidechain compression from kick or snare. Snare sidechain is a really cool advanced move in rollers, because the bass inhales around the snare and the snare feels like it punches through even harder. Remember, sidechain isn't just volume control, it's rhythmic punctuation. Advanced variation if you want to level up. Use 2 compressors in series on the mid bass. 1 sidechain to kick, fast and shallow. Another sidechain to snare, slower release and slightly deeper. Now the bass bows differently around kick and snare, and your phrasing gets more three-dimensional. Step 5. Lift with automation that's felt, not heard. We're going to create lift in 4 and 8 bar phrases with small moves. This is where a track starts sounding arranged instead of looped. First, drum lift every 4 bars. On the drums group, add auto filter in high pass mode. Automate the cutoff from around 30 Hz up to around 90 Hz during the last half bar, before a phrase turn. Keep resonance low and subtle. That thin out moment makes the next downbeat hit heavier, even if nothing gets louder. It's contrast. Second, micro air push with a short reverb return. Create a return track called short verb. Add hybrid reverb, small room or plate vibe. Decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. After it, EQ8, high pass 200 to 400, low pass 7 to 10k. Now automate send to this return only on select hat hits or snare ghosts near transitions. Not everywhere. 2 hits is often enough. Third, classic noise lift. On an FX track, load operator noise or noise sample. Filter it with auto filter and automate cutoff upward over 1 bar. Then automate utility gain down right before the drop so it sucks out. That little pull creates lift without adding more drums. And here's a really pro detail. Lift doesn't always mean adding. Sometimes lift is removing stereo width. Try automating hat or air width from super wide, like 160%. Down toward 110% for the 2 bars before a section change, then snap it wide again on the downbeat. In headphones and in a club, that reads as movement and lift without any extra layers. Step 6. Strategic silence. Highest level breath tool. Pick 2 moments in your 16 bars where you reduce density on purpose. At bar 8, the turnaround, remove a quarter beat of hats and break tails, or just cut the break for a tiny moment. The goal is that inhale before the phrase flips. At bar 16, end a phrase, either remove the kick on beat 1 for a split second, or mute the break layer for 1 beat. Choose based on your style. If it's a heavy roller, muting the break for a beat can make the next section slam. Execution tips. Use clip envelopes for surgical mutes and add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. And don't mute the main snare on 2 and 4 unless you really know why. That snare is the listener's compass at this tempo. Now, quick arrangement template for a roller that breathes. Bars 1 to 4. Full backbone. Restrained hats. brake slightly filtered, bars 5 to 8, at brake detail, small bass cutoff rise, and add a tiny gap before the snare on bar 8, bars 9 to 12, introduce a new hat pattern or ride, increase reese movement, bars 13 to 16, pull back with a drum group high pass sweep, add noise lift, then a micro silence before bar 17. If you want this to feel even more intentional, use the three lanes idea. Lane 1 is density, which layers are active. Lane 2 is tone, filter or distortion amount. Lane 3 is space, reverb send moments, room tone level. Plan it so only one lane peaks at a time. If density, tone, and space all peak together, it doesn't feel lifted. It just feels busy. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this. First, constant 100% density. Fast doesn't mean full. Second, overswinging at 174. The groove loses urgency. Third, reverb everywhere. Reverb is only lift when it's selective. Fourth, sidechain that pumps but doesn't groove. Wrong release time means the bass never returns in the pocket. Fifth, brake layer fighting the snare transient. If your brake is smacking on 2 and 4, you're masking your anchor. Now a fast mini exercise to prove you learned it. Take an existing 2-bar roller loop. Same samples, no new sounds. Add 2 breath moments, a tiny 1/32 to 1/16 gap right before the snare, and mute the brake layer for 1/8 note. Add 2 lift moves, the drum group high pass sweep in the last half bar, and increase short verb send on 2 ghost hats leading into bar 3. Then bounce before and after and level match them. Not louder, just different. Ask yourself, does the snare feel bigger? Does the groove lean forward without getting louder? One last coach trick, check your breath at a very low monitoring level. Turn it down until it's barely audible. If the snare still pops forward and the phrases still turn over, your breath and lift are real. If it only works when it's loud, it's probably just hype top end and density. And if you want to speed up this workflow in Ableton, map moment controls to macros. Things like break gate threshold, hat volume, drum bus transients, and short verb send. Record 8 to 16 bars of tiny macro moves in arrangement view. You'll get lift that sounds human, and you can iterate fast. Recap. Breath at fast tempos comes from micro gaps, tail management, and frequency space. Lift comes from phrasing, automation, selective sends, groove timing, and small transitional details. This audio version is shortened for playback.